guys, welcome back to A Slice of Life with Ernie.
Jess.
Marilyn.
Hey.
All right.
Okay, so last week we were talking about, we were on the topic of discussion of like how my fiance Dana works at the Y and how they put her on clerical work. And then we were rudely interrupted by some lady. barged in and she was just like, oh, hi.
This is our class.
Yes, this is my time. I rented this room. I stole it from you.
Rented this room.
So Dana's on clerical work,
yeah.
Right? Do we all remember what that was?
It was like
right,
desk
she
work.
Just,
yeah, so.
Just office.
They have her in this office and she's doing like.
What does she normally do?
Oh, okay, so Dana works for the Y and she's like a preschool readiness aid.
So, okay.
You know?
So she works, like, with the kids.
Yeah,
she
works
with
the kids.
It's more of a physical,
on
your feet.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Not even. Like, it's...
No? But you have to, like, be social.
You gotta be
with
very interactive.
And, like,
yeah, but, like, they pretty much sit all day anyways. Like,
okay.
They're in the classroom. Like, it's an
actual
classroom.
She doesn't, like, run around after them.
No, but okay. They do go to, like, playtime outside. Like
okay.
That. And the whole thing was that Dana would be a liability.
Yeah.
Because if one of the kids, like... ran out of the room,
uh-huh.
She couldn't
she
chase
them.
Right. So it's kind of just like, bye, come back when you're ready. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So that was the whole thing. So they put Dana on desk work, and the desk work that they gave her is,
Is what? Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of different words to use. Last week I used the bad word, guys. I'm trying to make improvements.
Ernie's learning from his mistakes.
I'm trying to make improvements to myself. Yeah, trying to improve myself.
That's right.
It's just ridiculous.
Fuck you, yes.
No, it's good.
No, it's not. Okay,
growth
anyways.
Is amazing.
Anyways.
Yes.
Growth.
Not all growth is amazing, okay?
I mean,
some growth is nasty.
That's true.
All right. So
the desk work is SHIT.
It's shit.
I don't know. You're, it's like stupid work.
It's like not even like
tedious?
Actual work.
Tedious?
No. It's like.
It's pointless?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a word for that.
Ridiculous?
Useless?
No.
All right, it's
on M, whatever.
Anyway.
M.
So, yeah. This isn't vocab, whatever. The spelling bee. Welcome! No. So, the work they gave her, they took files from the basement that were all, like, in bins, right?
Uh-huh.
And someone already organized it. So, I'm assuming that someone who got her was prior to that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? Had been assigned the same job. So, they gave her
so
five...
So, they're giving her repeat work?
Yeah. So, they gave her five bins, right, of paperwork from 2007 all the way to 2018. Right? Oh, no, 2002.
Oh,
2002
oh
to 2018.
As
and
if 2007 to 2018
well, yeah,
is the worst.
Like,
that's insane.
Yeah. And it's all, like, people's applications
yeah.
and, like, cancellation applications or whatever. Like, them, like, resigning from, like, their membership from the Y. And then they attach letters to it. And there's, like, people's checks on it. They write void on it. Like, all this stuff.
What the heck does she have
so
to do with that?
She has to organize it by day and month and everything. So she's just up there, like, reassigning papers and refiling and reclipping and rewriting everything
Good
that
guy.
This person
That's
did.
Awful.
Yeah. And so the whole thing is that because she got hurt at work, she could have just stayed.
Work?
Yeah, so it's worker's comp. So the Y's gonna sue me after this because
we don't know which Y. It's okay.
Oh, so that's true. So
yep.
She got hurt at work. So workers' comp, you don't even technically have to come to work. They
yeah.
can pay you for staying at home, but they're like finding a way around it and having her do desk work.
Wow.
But she's supposed to be like off her feet.
So she like doesn't even, she doesn't want to be at work at all.
I mean, why doesn't she just have a doctor's note or something?
She has a doctor's note that says she can do go return back to work. But it has to be clerical. Clerical?
Yeah.
Clerical?
Yeah.
Clerical?
Clerical?
I don't know.
We said that last week, too. Same word. Same, like, words we were
yeah.
using. Last week, we were saying that. Yeah, she has to do that kind of work, like, sit-down work.
Yeah.
But, it's just...
They're basically taking advantage of it.
That sounds illegal.
No, it's just, like, they're taking advantage
Not
of
illegal,
her.
But, like, if she can get workers' comp, she should be getting workers' comp
well,
at,
I mean,
at home.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. They paid her for the day that she was out and everything.
Yeah.
But she can work, so technically they're just giving her work.
Mm.
But she's not supposed to be like on her feet on the work she's doing, like she has this huge
desk.
She
has to walk.
And she has
to
move
from
paper
to
paper,
right?
To bin to bin, whatever. So she's supposed to have her foot elevated, like intermediately and whatever, like it's really stupid.
She
wants to open her mouth and like say something.
Yeah.
No, because then it's like she's not gonna be out for long, and then like if she steps on the wrong toes and then she comes like back to work, like full work, they'll be like, oh no, we want you to finish it. You know what I mean? As opposed to just be
like,
oh, pack it up and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good
point.
Because the work wasn't even done. It was, like,
it's probably,
incomplete.
Like, political,
yeah.
like, messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, hierarchy, like...
It is.
Whoever whoever's above you, like, you just, that sucks. Yeah. It's really a bad, sticky situation. But is she feeling better?
Dana? She was in class today.
She, I mean, like, she's feeling better, yeah.
She said she was in pain.
Yeah, I mean,
had they not give her anything? Had they not give her, like...
like no, they gave... They prescribed her Motrin, right? Bye. Yeah, Motrin. Like, children's Motrin.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Yeah.
There's what you take when you have, like... Motrin.
There is, but it's fucking it's Motrin. Strong.
Yeah. It's like...
What is it? 600,
800? 600.
Yeah, they should have gave her...
That's what I'm saying. But, like, I'm guessing the pain's not that bad because... Mm. Or they're assuming the pain's not that bad because it's, like... She has a foot thing, like a casty thing.
Yeah,
like
a boot.
A walking cast, or like a boot.
Yeah, but the pain's from the inside. Like,
yeah, it's still like.
It's so bruised, it's like disgusting. It's like purple and pink and yellow and green. Like, it's gross. And it wraps all the way around her ankle. It's like really bad. Yeah. Speaking of hierarchies, though, so. just jumping into something.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I forgot to mention. Well, I'll just talk about this before we keep going, but can I not move out of this thing?
I think you can.
Can I?
Yeah, because you did it yesterday. There it goes. Yeah, look.
I can't. I have to stop the podcast, but I'm not going to. All
right, what is it?
All right, anyways. So we got a sponsor, guys. It was from Anchor.
We did?
Yeah, it was from Anchor. And I was going to read it, but I don't have it. So Anchor doesn't sponsor me right now. But we had a script that we could have read and everything like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll do it.
Did they say they're going to pay or whatever?
It's like $10.
No, you can't say.
$10
each. Say how much. All right,
it wasn't $10.
You don't know. We don't know how much it is. But speaking of hierarchy, shut the fuck up, Jess. God, ruining our podcast. Sorry, listeners out there, if you're listening. Are you out there? So speaking of hierarchies, I was at work yesterday. Not the Y. I work for ShopRite. I'm not saying which one because we're owned by different companies. Yes!
So Cover those asses.
Yes! So I was at ShopRite the other day, and one of the cashiers closed himself on register, and they're not supposed to do that. And he just, like, walked out.
Of work?
Yeah.
Mr. Boss?
Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm a supervisor, so, like, I'm responsible for, like, all the people up there, right?
Damn.
So, he was supposed to go home at 8 o'clock, right? And it was, like, 7:50. And so he just, like, it's early enough. So he just closed.
10 minutes?
Yeah, he just closed. And just walked out.
Prime time at ShopRite.
Exactly. So he closed and just walked out. But I caught him before he left. And I was like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going home. I was just like...
No.
Are you not feeling good? Like, what's up? He's like, well, no. I mean, I go home at 8. So I was like, okay, so you have 10 minutes. I mean, like, now it's like 7:53. So technically now, if you punched out, you would get paid for your 8 o'clock. But I'm not giving you permission to leave.
Right.
So where are you going?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I heard that you could just, like, close and leave if you're done.
You
I was
heard
like,
wrong.
From who? He was like, I heard it from Steven Blank. So, I know who it's a person. I mean, he's probably
Steve,
a real listener, so I could probably say it, but Steve,
it's okay, you don't have to.
I want to.
Oh, God.
So bad.
Oh,
so
Steve.
Bad.
Just do the first initial.
Stephen K.
Oh,
Stephen K. Little bitch that he is, okay? Let me tell you about Stephen K. When
well, how long has Stephen K. worked at ShopRite?
A year and a half.
All right, so not like that long.
Fairly new.
Like long, but like not where he should like...
Stephen K. knows the
rules. He shouldn't be giving out bad advice.
Right. Unless he just doesn't care.
Fucking sucks.
I mean...
And Stephen K. sucks. Okay. So one of my jobs of being a supervisor at ShopRite is to like help the cashiers and like all the people, associates that I'm responsible for.
Uh-huh.
Attain a level of information to, like, you know, help them, like, in their jobs. Like, perform, like, to their job
best
standards.
Ability.
Right, exactly. So, I feel like I've been doing most of the talking. It's
no,
kind
but,
of pretty good.
No, it's
bit.
Interesting.
So,
I'll think of someone to say.
Just jump in. So when the cashiers go through training process, right, they learn everything. What they're supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do. If they have questions, go to supervisor, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. So, every time they're finished with the training and I meet them, right? I lay it down for them. I'm just like, I'm Ernie, I'm one of the front-end supervisors. This is what you're responsible for. I'm gonna ask you some questions, and if I think you're ready, then you can proceed to the, like, next step. But if not, then you're gonna go back through training, because clearly you weren't paying attention, you don't give a shit about being here. And if you don't give a shit about being here, you don't need this job.
Well, you know what I find great? That you guys have that type of training. Like, you're very, like, on it. Because
people
like,
are like, oh, it's ShopRite. No, like, I would never be able to. It's like a lot of responsibility.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, being a cashier and stuff.
I said, what? I said,
Just leaned in from her seat all the way over to me, like in my face, and like staring at me, like, why?
You're looking at me with bug eyes.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, like people think that being a cashier at ShopRite is like not hard. Me personally, yeah, I would not be able to do that. It's a lot of responsibility. Yeah, and like to go through all that training, it's a lot. You have to pay attention, like you're saying. Like right. If you don't know what you're doing.
The checkout experience
yeah.
and
but I was also saying it's nice that you're very strong about training and that they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I went into my job. Well, I work as a receptionist at a doctor's office, but it's like I went in there and it's like first day, this is what you do, and then that's it. You're on your own. Yeah, what? Like it was. I had to like figure shit out on my own, and it was hard.
Yeah,
and I feel like a lot of jobs they do that and.
Wow.
I find it great that like
you appreciate the fact that they like are like actually trying to like help them
exactly
know what they're doing.
And I mean like
how to do it.
The people in my office obviously like they're great. Like they help whenever I needed, you know, assistance or if I had a question or something, but it's a lot harder if you just go in there not being able to like have that kind of background.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that's... See, I forgot what you do. Don't, obviously, don't
so
say where you work.
So, we're in a dentist office.
Oh, okay, dentist office, okay. So, you're a receptionist,
Yes.
You're a dental hygienist?
Sometimes I do both. Like, I'll one day I'll do, that, but I have such a weak stomach, so... Like,
really?
So some patients come in there with, like, girl, please!
All right.
You didn't brush.
Some of these mouths.
Last year, baby. Last year, what's up?
Some of these
mouths. Smells.
Oh, the smell! I didn't think about the smell.
I don't have a weak stomach. I have a weak nose. If I smell something like funky, like
so
dirty, like wet,
like mud.
Wet food in the bottom of the sink, that grosses me out. Dirty
Ernie
garbage.
Just walked out for fresh air.
Dirty garbage, that kind of stuff. I can handle poop, throw up, but just the smell of certain things.
So. I like
God
the front.
Bless.
It's a lot easier.
Sorry,
you know? Like, it's just,
yeah, I'm going back.
Yeah. It's So I went in there and like, you know, a doctor's handwriting.
Oh, brother.
It was I know his handwriting. Obviously, I know it now. I've been there for like over 3 years and stuff. But
yeah,
at first I'm like, what is this
that?
like he was drawing. Like it looked like drawings. It did not look like words. So obviously I had to remember his handwriting through kind of shapes. So like
that is
if
so
it's
funny.
Like profile, yeah, if it's like x-rays, it was shaped in a certain way. Like
he
was drawing.
So he was like half drawing and half writing it.
Yes.
Your fucking boss's handwriting.
Yes. It's
like a
ridiculous.
Scroll. An ancient scroll.
Yes. And then you know how some
scroll.
Our signatures like we try to make it as complex and like
yeah,
as if we're billionaires or something,
right?
And these doctors, I swear I just had a doctor's appointment and he literally, it was like a scratch. I'm
that's
like, dude, what is this? I could have.
The prescription pad that matters.
Yes.
I guess, and the stamp, because otherwise, I can literally just draw a line.
Oh, yeah.
That is
for
so
sure.
Funny.
Definitely. They probably just like put a check mark.
You know,
just,
they
like,
just like
go
have no
this.
Time for that. They're like, well,
I think that, I think that has to do with it, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on.
I always heard, or not I always heard, but I heard that doctor's offices, right, like when they. Dental hygienist or anyone that's like in the, I guess, health profession field, right? When they're like a surgeon or a doctor, they have to like write messy on purpose. And then if you work at a pharmacy, because they give the script,
right?
And the doctor writes out what you need, the people that work at the pharmacy have to go to school on how to read the doctor's handwriting.
Honestly, I don't, I believe you.
Because if you give the wrong dosage or the wrong medication, right?
Yeah.
Didn't know that, right?
Mind blown.
You people out there didn't know that either. What's up?
Boom!
Right?
I should have like a sound effect for like
boom. It makes sense.
I said
though.
No.
Okay. It makes sense though.
It does make sense because what if anybody just
people,
writes
yeah,
down?
People do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wait. I need to know the fate of Stephen K.
Oh my God! I forgot
about
fucking
go
Stephen
back
K.
Yeah,
I
need to know what
Mr.
happened.
Steven.
Oh, okay. So when Stephen, so yeah, so back to training. They go through training and I ask them all the questions and you know whatever to make sure that. What they learned is reinforced and that they're not just like, oh, I learned it, I can forget about it now, I just scan shit. No. So I asked him and he like gave me all the wrong answers, so I sent him back through training. This is about Stephen K.
Oh, so this was like back when he started.
This is Stephen K. when he started.
This was the beginning.
So I sent him back for training and he went through and he came back to me and I asked him all the questions, he got them right.
Mm-hmm.
And I put him on register, but I kept a close eye on him because I was like, you didn't show me that you really...
No effort.
Does that usually happen to people? Usually have to go back and do it again?
A lot of people do, surprisingly enough. And it's it's not the older people...
Like, they genuinely need to go back and, like, hear all the stuff again.
Or it's just
because
they're...
No, because they're not listening. Okay. Yeah. Because these kids... Generation over here are the one that's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't care.
They don't care.
They have no sense of like work ethic. Yeah. They have no good work ethic. Okay. They all they care about is being on their phones and like socializing. Even at work. Like instead of being on register and like, you know, scanning the customer or whatever, they're literally like they'll scan everything super, super fast and let it all just crush up at the end of the belt and then turn around.
There's
and talk
like
to the
there's a rhyme and a rhythm to that.
Yeah. There really is. Like, there's a system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, the way I teach them to scan is you have, like, your little black belt at the end or whatever. You have your belt on the left side of you where the stuff goes down to the customer where the bagging rack is.
Right.
There's a bagging rack inside the register for you as well to help your customer bag.
Yeah.
And then the other side is, like, where they put their stuff up to, like, you know, for you to check out.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to fill up the belt first on the left-hand
side. The
first
side. Belt.
The belt where the customer bags.
On the
bags.
Bottom, okay.
Yeah, so where the on the back customer bagging side, you're supposed to fill up the small belt. It's not that big. Like
no.
You just fill up that until you can't see any more
just
of the belt.
Few items.
Yeah.
Then you push it down a little bit till it hits the end of the bagging location.
No, we're good.
And then that's where you start from the back of where you stopped. The last thing you pushed over through the scanner, you bag from the back all the way to the front where the customer is standing.
Okay.
Because they're bagging while you're bagging.
Plus, like, the liquids and stuff, you gotta, like, separate.
Yeah,
that.
You wanna
like,
put all the dairy together,
yeah.
all the cold stuff together, like, everything that's supposed to be. No meat with cheeses, because kosher and stuff like that.
Oh
like,
God.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. There's a science behind it. And, you know, the cashiers that fuck it up, like, we get complaints about them, and I have to write them up, and I'm just like, this is stuff that you...
It's like common sense, too, though.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Like, as a
but
customer,
exactly.
I'm like, I don't want to put this with this because of whatever reason.
Or don't crush my eggs because of this. Like,
the eggs.
You know?
The eggs.
It's common sense.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
It is true. This generation.
But do you think it is common sense? Like, really looking back on it now, is it more common sense for the generation of people who are, like, in their 20s now?
Mm-hmm.
Versus
younger?
Versus
kids that are, like... You know, growing up now.
Well,
because
I feel like
we had to help our parents
That's
bag
true.
Groceries, whereas now parents are leaving their kids at home,
That's
or
true.
If they bring them to the store, they're just like sit in the car and eat this whatever that
I
just picked
up
the shelf.
Or themselves. They're just like, I'll wait in the car.
Yeah,
like,
or they're
they
waiting in the
care.
Car.
Oh, my mom never let me wait in
yeah.
the car.
My
mom?
Mom's like,
never
bring these bags.
Kidnapped and you gotta help me.
Yeah.
You're not getting kidnapped and you have to help me carry all the shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My mom never left me in the car because I stole the car once. So she never
sold
left me.
Or stole?
I stole it. I sold the car! Imagine!
This
I think she would disown me after that. I think she would disown me.
You take it real quick to the dealership. I don't know.
Come back with a
sell
cheaper
car. Sell it to
car.
The people in the supermarket. Like,
I give this car $700 right now.
Right.
That's
the,
it? All right,
take
let's
the
go.
Bus or take the
in
car?
In the parking lot. I'm done.
That's so
I don't know. I think it's common sense a little bit.
Is it?
Of like being, like even though, like, yes, you know, they're in their phones, but it's like, just pay attention to like, I don't know.
I think that's the problem.
I guess it's,
though,
yeah.
Being, like,
they're not paying attention to just simple things around them.
They're too worried about.
Like how to bag your groceries. They're just like,
And that's sad. Mm-hmm. That's
but also
so
at the
sad.
Same time, I like look back to when I was like, I don't know, like 16, 17, 18, and I was the same way.
How old do you know?
24.
Okay.
So I got
Carb years.
I got some years on me.
Sorry, listen.
It's okay, I'm 24 too.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, from now to then, like, I definitely
you
have
see the
like,
growth?
Paid
well,
attention.
Yeah,
and, like, I used to be that kid, like, I don't want to do that, or whatever.
You didn't want to be.
But I think because we had to, because we had no choice.
Like,
These
it's
kids have
lesson.
Options,
yeah.
and so that's
they
the problem.
They do have too many choices now.
Well, they're given too many choices.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Get it together.
Yeah.
But then
real.
I feel like, I don't know, it's like, where did it go wrong? Because is it more the kids, or is because, like, I don't know about you guys, but when I have kids, I'm going to teach them the same, like, I'm going to be
well,
the same way.
Well, yeah, but that's
way.
Us. That's
right.
us. That's
so
our
then
generation
was it
of
the
what knowledge
people,
we have.
Was it, like, our parents' generation that just with the, or, like, our generation that had kids so young?
No, I think it's the generation right above us, not our parents, the in-between, like, the right now, you know? No?
I'm not grasping what you're saying.
So
she's asking where did it
older
like begin?
Than us, but
not our parents. Like
oh,
right
in between
in
us and our parents.
So like
right.
the 70s, 80s kids
right,
right
okay,
now
okay.
who have like small children.
Right.
I would
small,
say 70s
small,
and 80s.
Not small children, but like
Oh no, 70s and 80s.
Like yeah. babies to like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 70.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are people yeah. born yeah. in the 70s and 80s who now, you know, yeah. have like two kids born in the 2000s.
Yeah, because we were 90s. And yeah. then the so 90s, right 2000 kids.
We like are, just yeah. made it out. Like yeah. with the yeah. phones, with right. everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad. So, like, I'm glad I was able to play outside same. And like yeah, do all these
that's
things.
True, that's
I used to
true,
ride
true.
My bike everywhere.
Yeah.
I had... Yeah,
like go to somebody's house not knowing if they yeah. were gonna be there, or when like the parents used to pick up the phones, you're oh like, God. Can I talk all, to so and so?
All the yes. yes,
oh my God,
oh my God, yeah,
I know. We now like, it's just, like just made it past
these
that.
Kids talk to like anybody now on the
that's
on,
so true.
Like, social media.
Oh my God, relating back to what you're saying right now about like these kids talk to anybody. Yeah. So at aftercare, right, oh, I give my cell phone out, my cell phone number to all the parents, right? And
yeah,
I'm not,
nice.
I don't have to.
Right. That's
because we have a separate
have
phone line. Yeah, we have a separate phone line at the school that I use. Mm-hmm. But parents, like, when I come in, right, I open the phone, like, I have 7 emails and like 9 voicemails and 35 text messages. I'm just like, this
Go.
Is annoying.
Like,
so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give out my cell number and the site phone, because this way they can communicate with me on both ends.
Right. Yeah.
And if they send it to one and they send it to the other, like, I'll be able to respond quicker and I won't have 500 emails or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
right.
That's
so
excessive.
And where
one
is
of,
this? You have
this
is your other job?
This is at the Y.
Oh, this is at
the
Y.
The
unnamed
Y.
The unnamed Y, yes. For my aftercare program.
Okay.
So, I give out my cell phone information to the parents, and the parents, and it's an elementary school aftercare program. So, these kids, right, use Snapchat, okay?
Just wait for my story. Go ahead.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
I got a Snapchat message from a child in my aftercare program because they were on their parents' phone on Snapchat. And they added me on Snapchat. And I was like, oh, who is this? And then I get a Snapchat video of the kids. And they were having a play date with another friend. And they were having full on, hi, Ernie, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, oh. I was just like, I'm not responding back to this. And they kept sending me snap after snap after snap.
You
snap.
Did you have to block it?
I did.
You should have, yeah.
I did block it. I blocked it.
Just for your own.
Yeah, I blocked it.
See,
and
did
I
you
called.
Tell the parents? Yeah, okay.
The following
day.
Yeah,
I
go
called.
Ahead. Okay.
I called. Like, as soon as I woke up in the morning the next day, I called. I was like, hi, Mrs. So-and-so. It's Ernie. I know it's like, I'm sorry to bother you, but like, I had to discuss something with you.
Yes.
When you come to pick up the kids today if they're coming. It's really important, so... You know,
just,
please
yeah,
try to get
right.
there a little earlier than you normally would.
Oh.
And I talked about it, they're just like, oh my God. Like,
it's like
I can't
innocent.
That
it's like, no.
Are you sure? I was just
yeah.
like,
are you
I think
sure?
I know your kid's
I'm,
fucking.
I know
face.
What your kid looks like.
Exactly. And I was just like, you know, if they're on those, you know, social media
yeah.
sites, it should be monitored.
It should.
I mean, and the freaking parents were just like, well, we only did it because they use it for like the faces, the
uh-huh.
filters. I'm like, okay,
uh-huh.
but they can communicate
yeah.
with
you know
strangers
what,
on there.
It's even crazier just relating the topics. How
I'm
the they dark. Know how to contact certain people through Snapchat, but can't know the basics of putting their groceries the right way.
Yes. That's the issue. All right, are you ready? You need to sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all right, saying.
So you know... You know that app, my God, it was called, it was like, it was Musical.ly, but now it's TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
It's like where they like can sing and like
yeah.
lip sync and all
TikTok?
That. It's like a, they,
like
you
a
play music and you like lip sync. And
TikTok
you
is not
like,
sponsored.
And you can like dance around.
Okay.
You don't know what TikTok is?
No.
Do you know what Musical.ly is?
Yeah,
it's,
heard.
It's,
I heard about
it. It just got changed to TikTok. Like,
why
the
did
name
you change
is,
it?
I have no idea. Or maybe it didn't, but whatever. So one of my cousins, she's 11 years old. I'll leave her nameless because this story is disturbing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Lord.
She's 11 years old, and they have phones, iPhones, because, you know, that's just...
That's just
11,
it
so
is.
She's what, in
she's
elementary
in fifth
school?
Grade.
She's fifth grade.
Oh, she's middle school.
So, yeah.
Okay, okay.
They text their friends, they call, they do all those things. I think the only thing they don't
on
have...
On TikTok? Or, like...
No, like, in
no,
general.
Just in general.
Oh, okay.
I think
phone,
the only
phone,
thing
okay.
that they're not allowed quoting... I don't know, like, is Instagram and, like, Snapchat, because
okay,
it's
so
weird.
They're allowed to be on TikTok and, like,
so,
text and stuff, and...
Yeah, so they text their friends, call their friends, FaceTime, all that shit, whatever. So one day, this was, like, in the summer, like, a few months ago, she's sitting next to me, and I see her texting her friend, and I'm nosy. I go through her phone.
Right.
I don't care. There's two of them. There's twins. I go through their... I don't care. I'm like, give me your phone. I know the password. So I'm going
right.
through her phone. I'm going through her text messages, and she's telling her friend how... This boy on TikTok said that she was cute.
Oh,
so,
my
so,
God.
So, and I can see it from over her shoulder.
Right.
So
keep in mind, listeners, that this girl is 11 years old.
And I know her, so it's fine. I can go through her shit. So.
That's not where I was going with that.
Oh,
I was
okay.
like, trying to surf the age
like,
gap.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Trying to surf
At
the
age. Time, she was 10. So.
Oh, makes it worse.
So,
okay.
my aunt was like, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I was like, blank.
Bring go. Full circle I was like, grocery store.
I was like, blank, go with her and leave your phone. Because they get in the phone and they're like
zoned out.
Yeah.
Like, can't talk. They wake up and they're on the phone. I'm like, goodbye. Yeah. I was like, leave your phone here. Go be present. Well, so she leaves her phone. I go through the phone. And I think I went on the actual app and, like, found the conversation with this guy. And he was just like, oh, yeah, like, you're so cute and blah, blah, blah. Like, all this weird whatever.
Was it another 11-year-old?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Oh my God.
On TikTok, it just says, like, the username, I think.
Okay.
Or, so no, you know what? It was, she sent her friend screenshots of the conversation. So okay. I went in there and I was looking. So whatever, she comes back. I tell my aunt, I'm like I just went through her phone and like I saw all this like weird whatever. So we take the phone, we go in the other room, and we're going through the app together. And you know, we're in like the settings, and I'm like she had changed like her birthday and like the year because you have to be 18 to be on TikTok. So we're calling her in and out of the room, and I'm like, are you talking to strangers on TikTok? Like, why are you like doing all this weird shit?
Oh, she's bugging out. Oh, yes.
So, and she's the type of kid, when she's getting in trouble, she forgets how to talk. She forgets how to do. She's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, what do I do? What's the right thing to say? She goes blank.
She forgets how to do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Busted, bitch.
I don't know. I'm like, okay, get out. So we keep calling her back and forth. And then, are you ready? So we go into the app and we're going through her messages, and she blocked someone. So we go into the conversation. And it was the guy sent her a picture in the mirror, full
body my
picture to a 10-year-old.
That but is like, did, he disgusting. Didn't know though.
He didn't. But here's the thing: her picture. But
like, did he know?
Well, her.
Okay, her pro. Okay, it said she was 18, but her picture is her like she's 10 years old, going
right,
like making like.
And if he's saying she's cute, then he obviously has seen her musical things or whatever.
Yes, videos. And even in like her videos, like she doesn't look like an 18-year-old. She looks like a little girl.
Was it a young guy or no?
No, he looked like my age.
A grown ass.
So well, no, was he like a young?
What about no, it doesn't matter. Regardless, it doesn't matter.
He was an adult. It was a grown. He was like 20s. So me and my aunt are sitting there. We open it and we're like, ah! Like, literally screams. So then we call her back in, and I'm like, and I had to ask her. I'm like, did you see this picture?
No.
Like, that's literally what her response is. And my aunt's like, no, she had to have seen it because she blocked him. Exactly. So that means that she saw it. And I'm like.
She got scared. Yeah.
So then.
Yeah. No, good though. She got scared though. But so then her lesson.
Here's how it loops around though. So my aunt, I'm like. My aunt is like a pushover. Mm-hmm. Love her, but she's a pushover. Mm-hmm. They gang up. There's two of them, one of her. They like to gang up. So she was like, I was like, you have to do something. Like, this is like disgusting. Yeah. So we like deleted all the like accounts, like all the weird shit. And then she like erased the phone. You can like set your phone back.
Yeah, you can reset
and erase the app. So she erased all the apps. And then she like a day or two later, she put them back. Because she's like, well, she can't do anything on the phone if, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but this is, I said,
yeah,
I said,
you're but giving this her is access the to a phone that she fucking like was doing.
So I said, oh, you're giving, God. You're trusting her with something that she's proven. Like, she's 10 years old. She doesn't know anything. But this is where you need to like step in and be like, you're not doing this. You're not doing this. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and she was like, I changed the password and, you know, I go on it and I monitor it. And I'm like, whatever. If that was my kid, she would have got that phone taken away.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even give my middle school kid.
It's the thing that
unless she they walk home.
That's it.
Yes, yes, because you can still buy those.
Right?
Oh yes. Okay, yes.
And we like sit there. I don't know why, but like this kid, she likes to watch the ID channel with us. I die for the ID channel. So she watches like, and she sees like, people are crazy.
Yeah.
So you need to be careful.
But
so
she grasped the idea of the fact that it's like.
So I said to her, I said this like those things that happen on those shows, like that could happen to you, me, anybody. Like, you don't know who this is on the other side of the phone. And you're 10 years old and he's sending you his, they call it a birdie. I said, you saw his birdie?
A birdie?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Wow. That's
insane. What's wrong with this generation.
Right.
Is that.
Well, I'm glad that she did block him.
I am too. But honestly, I was a little scarred that at 10 years old she saw a birdie.
That's,
10 years old.
That's harsh.
And she's lucky that we didn't tell my uncle. You know what, though, she would have been brought to the back and shot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy.
Insane.
You guys couldn't report him or something? Because I feel like there's certain standards on these things, too. Like, he can't just send these type of pictures through these apps. Like, are they not monitored?
No, I guess not. That's... Which I don't understand because, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all...
Everyone can... Anyone can lie about their age. That's what these... They don't understand. Yeah. It's like, okay, I know you're on here to dance around and have fun, but there's other people on here lurking for people like you who are gonna fall... Like, she was, like, falling for it. Yeah. Like, aw, thanks so much. But, like, I get it because it's, like, a guy.
Exactly.
Anybody telling you that you're cute.
And they're
cute.
Innocent.
And like they're at that age where they're, like, starting to, like, be into themselves and, like, have a little
true,
bit of, like,
true.
Confidence.
A little sass and
that's
what.
Yes.
That's true.
She's full of sass. So, oh, my God.
No, okay, so just, like, not defending the whole thing, but, like, I'm still stuck on the whole thing of, like, how old he was. I mean, like, my thing is that I go on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I do that little search thing, right, where it just shows you, like, popular posts or whatever.
Right.
And I've seen people, young ladies, okay, that are not of age who look like they are older. So, like, that was my whole thing. So when you were saying that, I was like, are her pictures, like, do they look like her age? When she does the videos, does she look like she's her age? I mean, like...
She does.
That's true. Like, some 10-year-olds look like they're 24.
Yeah, and the guy that took the picture, right, like, was he, like, some creepy old guy that was, like, 40 years old?
So his
face
wasn't in it. It was one of, like, these, like...
Well, yeah.
Like, his face was cut off, and it was, like,
weird,
and he was
like,
naked. Right,
right. Yeah, like, a typical nude, where you, like, you know...
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna show you.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. I can't believe, like, that kind of stuff is happening on fucking TikTok. And... Oh, going back to what I was saying. Yeah. So, any all things.
Does this child look like she's... Look at her.
Oh, come on. No.
Look, she's pulling her thumb off her hand. I have one of her doing a TikTok video.
Oh, my God.
It.
No. She definitely looks like she's,
that,
like,
a
child. Like, 100%
a crime.
That is crazy.
Hold on. I'm
going
to find the video.
Oh, my God.
Doing the actual, like...
That's ridiculous. Follow me on TikTok.
Just kidding.
Do not open up a TikTok.
This is literally one of the videos. Like, look at her.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that's me. Like,
she's just dancing, and
she's not twerking.
She's literally just moving her hands.
She's got,
like
no
an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Her hair,
if not younger.
She looks
really
young.
Yeah,
that's,
right?
Like, really disgusting.
That's disturbing.
I agree with you.
Well, the way you were, like, making it sound was, like, you know, she was very mature, and, like, she was, like,
Because she's, like, into herself.
You said into herself, so I was assuming, like,
she's into herself,
you know, she,
like,
had,
like,
done her makeup and her hair was off, and
she
was looking,
she
like...
No, like, she's into herself like that, like, she's, like...
Like, she thinks, like,
Like,
she,
she'll sit there and take videos of herself all day, because she likes, just, like...
Watching
she's
herself.
She's confident in herself.
Exactly.
And that's good, but, like...
Right.
Not when other people take it.
I get what you're saying, though, because...
Yeah.
There are kids that are 12 years old, they look like they're 25.
Yes, and that's what I was
trying
to
get. No, like, she looks like a little girl.
Yeah.
She looks like a little
girl.
But, you know, that has a lot to do with the makeup, too. Like,
yes.
They just full-blown out
I let them. I let them play in my makeup. They're like my little sisters. I let them play my makeup, but they don't know what to do with it. They're like, do I put it here? And, like, they'll just... And I'll be like, oh, no, you put this here, and, like, you put the lip gloss here, and you put the blush here, and that's it. But, like, the eye crap, like, no eyeshadow and mascara and eyeliner, none of that.
Right.
Like, I let them play with it, but they don't know what to actually
try James Charles' new makeup palette.
Sister.
I love him.
I love all of them.
I recently just got into James Charles.
He really blew up, like...
Jeffree Star has my heart. I die for Jeffree
Star.
Really? Yeah.
I haven't gotten into Jeffree Star, but, like, I just recently
You would like
out.
Jeffree Star.
Yeah?
You would like Jeffree Star.
Dana, my fiance, she likes Jeffree Star. She follows him on Snapchat and YouTube and everything.
I think you would like him. He's hysterical.
I mean, I followed him when he was, like, a musical star.
So did
know?
I. But
you
now
know?
He's, like, his personality is more, like, you can,
different.
Like, tell who he is now. Like, music, like... I mean, yeah, you can, like, tell, but, like...
What's his name? The one that says sister?
James Charles.
So, do you guys know the Ace family?
No.
Well,
no.
He did a video with
Ace
them.
Ventura?
No.
No.
It's this
did
couple.
He die?
Like,
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
Who is that? No, the Ace Ventura guy. Who's
I think
that?
It's a movie.
No, that's a guy, though. Who's that actor?
I don't know. Like,
Jim Carrey.
What?
Jim Carrey. Didn't he die?
No.
He's still alive?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Whatever, guys. I'm going down my throat about
Rip.
Fucking... Dude,
Ace
who
Ventura
died?
Pet Detective. Jim Carrey was Ace Ventura, though. Heath Ledger died.
Who's that?
Dark Knight.
Keith.
Oh! I don't know who that... Oh, no!
Joker, he's been dead.
Oh, that
like
guy. Okay.
Years.
I thought you were talking about Batman. Because you said Batman.
Batman is Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I said...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when Ben Affleck was, like, super skinny?
Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. Go ahead. You were saying something.
Gone Girl forever.
Well, that's where I where I started seeing him because of the Ace family. Like, he did a makeup on the boyfriend. Oh. And the, well, the I think they're engaged, the fiance and the...
Oh.
Yeah. No.
I didn't even know that about
I lied. They did a makeup on him. So half of it... James. Yeah, so half of it was the guy and half of it was the girl.
Oh.
It was just the funniest episode. I don't know why you guys haven't seen it. Yeah.
I was wondering, like I just said, like, I just got into James Charles. And I was watching his videos that he was, like, when he was doing brushes with his left hand that he had a wedding ring on.
Yeah.
And I was just like, is he just wearing that? Or is he, like, actually married or engaged? Like,
no.
I didn't know, like, for
sure. He's young.
He's 19.
Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He blew up when he was 16.
Like, on
he's
YouTube.
Doing good for
yeah.
himself.
And
yeah.
then over the course of, like, a couple years or whatever, he's, like, really, really gotten famous.
Yeah. And his charisma. Like, everybody just loves him.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. And, like... He just recently did a video, Liza Koshy.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like,
you're
last night I was watching
Liza
her. Koshy. I love Liza Koshy. Oh, I am obsessed with... Okay, I'm obsessed with, like, Liza Koshy, David Dobrik, you know, the Vlog Squad, Heath of Star, all of them. I love, love that. And I used to... I tried to do a YouTube channel thing once.
Yep.
And that was some tough ones. I did, like, 7 videos, and they were, like, really, really good. I mean, I thought they were good.
I think they were,
like,
good, too.
I think if I had...
For someone who, like, never knew YouTube...
That's true.
You know?
They were pretty well put together.
Yeah.
And I sat there and edited for hours.
Yeah.
But it's a real career.
I know.
You need to have some real time sit and edit videos.
You know what, though? I wouldn't mind lying in my bed all day editing a video. Honestly.
You say that, but, like, if you go and you watch the videos.
I know.
The actual YouTubers talking about, like, I post, like, Monday, Tuesday, Friday. And, like, you know, they post a video or they record a video, like, every single day they do something. They record a video. And that following night, they're up until, like, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, editing, whatever. And they're back up at, like, 7 or 8 to shoot more footage.
I guess that's true.
I'm like, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
You
but
know?
A lot
of them
really
hire people
about
to edit it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'd die for that.
Or when they get big.
Yeah.
But
if you love it, go ahead.
Yeah.
And it brings you money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. But, like,
it's
I know.
Worth it. It's like any
a
other
lot.
Job.
It is,
lot,
but
like,
a lot of them do, like,
career.
The pre-filming thing. Because, like, during December, they do Vlogmas, you know, where they literally all post a video every single day, like, for the month of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. As much as I, like you're saying. It's like when you're, like, sick.
Yeah.
For, like, 3 days, you're like, oh, I just want to be home. And then you're home for so long. You're
you
like, I need to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I need to, like, put clothes on and leave
yeah.
this room.
And then you go outside and you're just like, why did I leave the house?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's me every day.
Yeah.
I literally wake up every single day and it's, I get up, I have to be at my job at 6:45 to watch the kids, right? And I leave my house at 6:25, but I wake up at 6:20. Now, I don't take a shower or anything. I do it right when I get home after, like, my almost, like, my whole day is over. Like, so in the afternoon, like, after this podcast, I'm gonna go home and take a shower and get myself all cleaned up and go, like, to work and stuff.
Yeah.
But because I need my sleep, because, like, I work until, like, 12 o'clock and I have two jobs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You was like, where was I? What was I going with this? I was saying something about I woke up every morning.
Every morning
I wake
you
up.
Wake up.
And
oh, you leave at 6:20.
So about not wanting to be, like, regretting leaving the house.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I forgot what you're talking about. So I know I can relate to, like, the whole, like, not wanting to leave your house thing. But every morning I wake up and it's, like, 6:25 or 6:20, and I'm just like, oh, 5 minutes. Like,
I know.
I have to leave in 5 minutes. I have to get up and, like, you know, put clothes on and walk out the house and go start my car and whatever, whatever. And I'm just like, let me just lay here. And, like, a lot of times I've gone to work, like, late because I've fallen back to sleep.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
And there are some days, and I'm just like, I go do my life, and I'm just like, okay, this is fine.
But don't you feel satisfied, though? Like, at the end of the day, after doing, sometimes, like, for me.
No, because it just makes me want to go home more.
No, for me, like, if I, like, play hooky or something on, like, a random day for no reason.
Oh, you call it work.
Sometimes, yeah, like, sometimes I feel, like, a lump. I don't know. Today when I go home, I'm going to, like, feel good. I went to school. I did this. And now I'm going to take a shower and get my pajamas at, whatever, 3-4 o'clock. And I'm not moving.
Mm.
Like, I feel satisfied with that. But if I had stayed home and, like, not done anything and then, like, showered and got in bed, I'd be like,
no, that's
fuck
so
did
true.
I do
the
today?
More
yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true.
The more productive that I feel. Like,
yes.
Even sometimes when I wake up really early.
Yeah.
And then you go through the day having to, and like you said, that at the end of the day, you kind of have that time to relax. You're like,
it's really hard for me to get
a reward for you.
It's really hard for me to get out of the bed in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, mentally and physically, I'm like, I can't. But if I don't, I feel like shit.
That's true. I
you know?
Can 100%, like, relate to how you said, if I were to just get up in the morning and just not do anything, and then later on take a shower and just return back to doing nothing. I know that feeling.
On the days where I know, like, I should have done this and this.
Oh,
and
my God. That's so funny.
On, like, a Saturday, I don't care. But, like, on, like, a Tuesday I'm like, I know I have to do all these things.
Right.
And I'm not. If I'm not in the mindset for it, I won't feel bad. But, like, if I'm just doing, if I'm just not going just to not go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
Then you regret it.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck, it doesn't feel right.
Oh, man. I hate living, guys. Adulting is so stupid.
Adulting
I hate everything.
Is another level of life.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Guys, we're good.
I know.
That's it?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's good.
Going, or like, I don't know.
What time do you have to go? You have a doctor appointment?
Yeah, I do. But that's till 3, so.
It's 11:54.
Let's do
11:54.
Yeah. You're rubbing your fucking leg. I'm just like listening to you, just like
you
running
it?
Your freaking hand from the back of your ass.
Oh, it's not the back of my ass. It's
the
like
back of your ass,
right
all
here.
The way up to like your underneath.
I'm
your,
itchy
your
underneath,
fucking
so I'm like going
behind
like
your knee, that little hole.
Right here.
I'm like, whatever that is.
So
and
I can leave it
up
like
and down, like caressing your leg. And I'm just like, what is she doing?
She's caressing
I'm
herself.
I'm really good.
Loving myself.
Do that on your own time. At home, alone. That's
fine.
So funny.
Hate her.
Like, you're so mad about it. Like,
fine.
I can't do what I want.
I
that's so funny. What else should we talk about? I'm, like, really thinking, like, there's now that we've hit this 40-minute mark, I'm just like,
let's talk about animals.
Like, what kind of animals?
Yeah, what about animals?
Do we all have a dog? You have dogs.
I have multiple dogs.
No?
Many.
I have not had a pet since I was, like, 5.
Why?
Yeah. My parents just
what
don't
was
want
the pet?
Pets in the house. I had a wiener dog.
Oh my god!
Do you want to hear the crazy story though?
So,
yeah, obviously, for the podcast.
So we had a wiener dog, and we were moving. So my the new place that we were gonna stay at, they didn't allow pets.
Uh-huh.
So my dad gave the pet to my aunt, which she lived like in a very like countryside or whatever.
Oh god.
So she had the wiener dog, and then she ended up, like, I don't know what got into her, but she ended up not wanting him or whatever. So she gave it to a farmer, because the farmer's like, yeah, like, I have animals all over, like,
yeah,
he's more than welcome, blah, blah, blah. Do you know that, our wiener dog was a little bad boy. He ended up, like, biting the chicken. So, like, he was, like, like, killing these chickens.
Stop!
The farmer got pissed, so he put our wiener dog in a cage.
No.
Yes, he caged
him. Wait, this
him
is
up.
Not funny.
I know.
I said this was a
I
funny
crazy.
Story. Oh, okay.
No.
You want to hear what you want to hear?
I'm not laughing.
Wishful thinking. No.
Oh my god.
So then he had him starve and stuff in the cage.
Oh my god! Yes. What the
wait,
fuck?
Wait, how'd you find this out? He told you though.
No, my aunt went to check on him one
day. And he
was
gone?
And he was gone. Like,
oh.
Yeah. So our dog died of, like, starvation.
Because he was eating the chicken?
Yes.
You know, eat those chickens.
Yeah. I was like, he was hungry. That's why he was eating the chicken.
Why couldn't
oh
he just
God.
Separate them?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Some people are just.
But you know why? It's because they're farmers and they, like, think
they
animals
don't.
Are disposable like that.
That's
why.
That's true.
That's
certain
why.
Farms, yeah.
That's
they
why.
Don't care about. I'm like,
just when you have so many animals, it's hard to like
to keep up and
yeah.
stuff. But then it's like, why would you even aside
yeah,
our
just give it back?
Like, he was a home animal, and then like got
you're
butchered on the farm.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Turned into weenies.
I think after that. Like,
oh my god!
And like, but I put a bad taste
we
in your mouth.
We just never had a pet. After.
I don't blame you. Oh my god!
That was traumatic.
Oh
like,
my
that's
god.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
shit,
feel trauma
funny.
From that.
Yeah.
I don't think
triggered.
I've ever, like...
Triggered, for sure.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. He deserves to be in
like,
jail.
Look for
Mr. Farmer,
dogs.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
He deserves
if you're somehow
deserves,
listening to this
yeah,
podcast,
you.
I hope you fucking die.
No, that's
wow.
messed up.
Yeah.
That is messed up.
Yep.
The fuck?
I know, it's crazy.
There's some twisted
wow.
shit.
Some twisted ass people in this
yeah.
world.
There are.
Yeah.
I like how you're saying, though, that, like, you know, farmers... see animals it's like
they do
low. And that's true
they do
some of them
some
well,
not even just farmers
majority
so,
majority.
I know with animals one of my friend her and her now he's her husband they live up in like Blairstown And they have like a little barn. So they had goats. The goats died, but they have chickens. And they've had these chickens for like 2 years. And she,
I want to ask follow up questions.
She often, she often talks about. She's like, yeah, like I kind of want to like kill one of them and eat them. I'm like, you can't. Like they're your fucking chickens.
Yeah, they're your pets.
Like they lay eggs and shit for them. But like she's like, nah, it's a chicken. I'm like, yeah, but like. No, I think it's just the mindset of like having animals like that. Like they're just, they are not disposable, but they're like, it's an animal, whatever.
It's an animal that you eat.
Yes, but dogs are different. So. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Dogs are different. But I want to say that I put all animals within the same category.
Yeah.
Although I am not a vegetarian or a vegan.
Me either. And I kind of feel bad about it.
I was a vegetarian for quite some time. I did it for 3 years.
Quite some time. That is.
I just like, yeah, I would not be.
And I did it when I was in middle school.
Why middle school?
So I didn't even become a vegetarian for the right reasons, to be so honest with you. I mean,
as the right reasons. Just to not eat animals.
Yeah, I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because I watched a video about fast food.
Oh, was it the McDonald's one?
Super Size Me or whatever it was. Yeah, that's why I never watched that, because I
didn't
knew
either.
I knew
the whole
that I was not gonna be able
the
to.
The whole week I closed my eyes. I was like, I love McDonald's too much to even.
I don't think I watched it at all.
No. Oh my god! Yes.
And that's why, because I knew that was gonna happen to me. Mm-hmm.
I watched Super Size Me.
I legit.
My
from
my god!
I went to Catholic
school. I love
school,
how like you were able to like literally right away pick out that movie without even saying anything.
Yep.
I watched Super Size Me, and it just threw food for me out the window. I was just like, wow. So I became vegetarian, and my mom was like. Oh, okay, we can try this. Like, that's fine.
But were you eating fish and stuff, too, or no?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but
what's
my
that,
mom...
Presbyterian? No, that's some religion. Hold on.
No, Presbyterian.
It's
no.
Presbyterian.
It is Presbyterian, right?
Hold on.
That makes me think it's a religion, too, now. Presbyterian!
Presbyterian.
Yes! Jenga! No,
yeah.
What is it?
Presbyterian is a religion.
Presbyterian is when you only eat fish.
Hold on.
I should be called Fishcatarian. No.
Fishcatarian?
Piscatarian.
Piscatarian? Yeah, because it's like from the Latin word of like sea or something like that. I think. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm not smart.
Pescatarian.
Pescatarian. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Yeah, pescatarian sounds kind of nasty.
Yeah.
Pescatarian. I was close, though.
Pescatarianism.
Pretty close.
Oh.
I knew Presbyterian was not the word. All right. So you were eating fish, though, still.
Yeah. So I was eating fish. And it was like fish and like soy and whatever. And then my mom, like, was tired of, like, buying, like, all this weird extra food,
it's
right?
Expensive.
Because salmon's expensive,
yeah,
right?
It is.
And, like, cod's
costly.
Expensive, and, you know, all that soy is expensive. And it's not, like, she wasn't just about to, like, let me eat your salad because she was being a pain in the ass. And she was like, you're going to, like, you know, you need, like, protein in your life and whatever. And I was like, no, you don't. Like, and I was in middle school, but,
yeah.
Like, I had, you know, done the research on, like, everything and, like, mm-hmm. whatever. And she was just like, okay, but then she got fed up with it because she was sick and tired of making two separate meals.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom wouldn't
do
that shit either.
Rough.
And, like, I was like, I'll cook for myself. And she was like, no, because you're going to burn the house down. So she was really fighting me on it, right? But I was very strong about it. And I did it for 3 years.
That's a long time.
Okay? So towards the end, she was just getting so sick of it.
Yeah.
So it was her who changed your...
Yeah.
Your
so...
diet. Did you get sick the first time you ate meat again?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It happened.
So what happened was, she slowly convinced me, right?
Yeah.
That chicken, right? Certain chickens... were vegetarian, and I was just like, what the fuck are you talking
just
about?
Just as you can start buying chicken again. That is so funny.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
vegetarian chicken.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck
tonight.
Are you talking about?
Yeah,
I was
it's
like,
called
you,
tofu.
I was like, are you dense? Like, chicken is meat. Like, look, the consistency of it is a meaty texture.
Yeah.
It's meat. She was like, no, like, the frozen ones are not real chicken. I was like, what? I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, are you sure? And so I was just like...
Are you sure?
She was
yeah,
just
I'm
like,
sure.
Yeah, Ernie. Like, I wouldn't do that to you. And I was just like, all right, yeah, she's got a point there. So I was
trust.
Like, all right. So she started buying, like, frozen chicken. I was like, how is that any different? Looking back on it now, how is that any different than you making a separate meal? It's not. So you could have just let me be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So... I was eating chicken. I would go to school and like get chicken. They were like, I thought you were a vegetarian. I'm just like, no, this is fake chicken.
Well, some chicken is fake chicken.
Well,
yeah.
But no, it's not.
Well,
no.
Like, it's not.
Chicken nuggets and all other shit is not fake chicken.
I know.
It's chicken
it's
parts.
Not, yeah, I know.
Chicken
I know.
Parts. And like, as much as like, I freaking adore
McDonald's,
chicken nuggets and
it's,
McDonald's,
it's like a paste.
still think about like the nastiness in it. And I'm like,
I didn't wash them. That's why I saw a picture or something, and it's literally
that pink paste type thing.
I'll eat it anyway. I don't care.
Looks gross, but same. French fries.
Hell yeah.
Oh
my god.
Yeah, I know,
but
that's
I haven't got McDonald's in years. I might have to go
delicious.
Get some after this.
Oh my god, yeah, please do.
You know what I like? Shake Shack.
I've never heard of Shake Shack.
That's what I'm
going to
get. I'm
going to
get Shake Shack.
What is Shake
Shack? Burgers,
shakes.
Shakes.
Where is that?
Where is Shake Shack? The one by me is in, I guess it's considered in Livingston. But there's a lot. There's a lot in the city.
Yeah, just search up
Shake Shack. Have you had Smash Burger? It's kind of like that, but a little different.
Okay.
They have like hot dogs. They have burger. It's mostly burgers and shakes. It's so good. You know what it is? It's like McDonald's is good, but you know that it's fake. Like this is like it tastes real. Not like that. It feels like it's obviously not healthy, but it tastes healthy because it just tastes like fresh. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
It's amazing.
But is it fresh though?
Yeah.
Because anything can taste fresh.
No, it is.
Fresh.
It is.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
But is it like similar to like Chick-fil-A?
I've never been to Chick-fil-A, but I don't think it is. Chick-fil-A, they have like breakfast.
How the fuck you been to a fucking Shake Shack, but not a Chick-fil-A?
Because.
I feel like there are more Chick-fil-A's in the world than there are Shake Shacks.
The only place I saw a Chick-fil-A, I saw a few like down the shore, and the only other place was like down south that I saw a Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because one time
I read an article about a woman who went to Shake Shack and she had a rat cooked
Shake
into
Shack?
Her. No, I mean, what do we say? Chick-fil-A.
No. I'm like, are they real natural?
Shake Shack would never do that to me. She had a rat like cooked into the bun of her. Yep.
Ew.
So I never tried it. Gross. I heard it's good though, but I just can't do it after that. I don't know.
That's gross.
On
that note,
Shake Shack forever. Sponsored. Oh, I would love a sponsorship by Shake Shack.
Shake Shack, if you're listening, please sponsor us.
Discounts, coupons, you know.
We'll say it real slow, so maybe we'll like pick it up. Shake Shack. ASMR.
Shake Shack. Like, look at this.
Oh my god. That looks like a regular burger.
Wait, hold on. That's a veggie burger.
That's a veggie burger?
Yeah.
That's
oh my god, here, look.
Cheeseburger
or
whatever. Well, with ketchup. That's a veggie burger too?
No, that's a real burger.
Oh, okay. Let's see. That looks like a real ass burger. So
and they have those like kinkle fries, whatever they're crinkle, whatever.
Kinkle fries?
Crinkle. And they have really good
shakes.
Oh my
god, Henry. No, not Henry.
Henry. This is what I get.
No.
This is what I get in the middle. The chicken burger.
No.
So good.
That looks delicious.
It's like crispy and like
yes.
It's real chicken.
You're getting a little too into yourself again.
I'm
fucking running your damn.
No, I'm
scratching
myself. Real chicken.
Oh my god, Marilyn! Oh my god. When I tell you Marilyn,
oh,
literally,
here it is again.
Marilyn literally
with
was like being like a pinup girl style, like, oh, it's crispy with her leg. Oh my god.
Isn't there a Smash Burger on this campus? I'm gonna go there. That's what I'm gonna
do.
There's a
Smash Burger.
Yes, there is.
There is
in the student building.
Yeah, but I'm here.
I'm living vicariously through
my
career.
I'm here until
1:45.
So I need to. There's no McDonald's here.
I know. I wish there was.
On here.
Oh, on campus?
Yeah.
Oh, you're here until 1:45.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, that does suck. What food do they even have on campus? Like,
they have Smash
Burger.
They have Auntie Anne's.
I don't.
They have a little convenience store.
Yeah, they have like a sandwich spot, a salad spot. They have like a pasta section.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I was only over
pizza.
There once. I'll check it.
Yeah, it's really. It looks really.
So for those of you that don't remember from last week, we go to Kane University.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just talking about like
chains
the food
to
and
Kane.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we
Kane.
Might just
chained.
Get some food now.
I'm not. I don't eat once a day. That's not happening.
Oh god.
Not wasting my one time meal over here.
What the hell? I'll eat all three of my meals for you.
I'll eat four.
Did you eat your meal already?
No.
Why?
Oh,
you're not hungry?
God.
No.
You're crazy.
The silence right now is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we need an intervention.
An intervention?
Yeah.
You know why? You know why? It's because you watch Super Size Me.
No. Please, no. After I watched Super Size Me and I stopped being vegetarian, I fucking gained like a billion pounds.
Good.
No, like after the whole process of being vegetarian, like, but I didn't lose any weight from it.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah,
because I feel like you're still getting, like,
You have to incorporate the gym with it in order to lose the weight.
Mm.
Because
well,
you can be eating healthy and, like, it'll
some
gain
people,
you good
some
weight.
People, like, I can't just eat healthy. I have to go to the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't work out at all.
That must be nice.
No, I wish I did.
Mm. Why?
Because I have no muscle mass. Yeah. Nothing.
You can do that.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, like, definitely could go to a gym.
That's doable.
It is. It's certainly doable.
It's time consuming.
But, yeah, I don't have time between my two jobs.
What about the why?
The Y has a... Yeah, no, they have a gym. Okay. And I get a free membership.
All right, like,
I
can, so you just need the time thing. For it.
Yeah, but I just don't have the time. Between, like, coming here for school in the morning and then going back
what
to
about
the Y
during winter break? You can always, like,
exercise
squeeze in a little... It helps.
No, it's like a
it's
month.
Anything.
A month?
Yeah.
Winter break.
We
don't
start
long
again
break.
Until January
20-something.
20s. Yeah. Like
we have a long break compared to other...
Am I going to work out for a whole month? That's it?
Boy, it's better than...
Honestly, it maybe you'll maybe you'll want to be making the extra 30 minutes a day for it.
Uh-huh. And wedding, like, you just got to start prepping for the wedding.
I'm going to put on a girdle and call it a day. What are you talking about?
A girdle? You don't need a girdle.
No, you're not.
I'm
going to
throw a pair of
Spanx
and just call it a day.
I don't know what your Spanx are sucking in. You're going to be non-existent there then.
Where's I got some Jello up in there.
Where? On your brain, maybe.
No, honey, that is Jello. That's all Jello. Ain't no brain in it. Fucking potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm jiggly for sure.
Everyone's jiggly.
No. Not everyone is jiggly.
People who go to the gym are not jiggly.
Yeah. People who go to the gym are definitely
it's
not
still
jiggly.
Still jiggle.
You can still jiggle.
Yeah,
it might not,
it
be,
like
it might not be as
natural.
Much.
It will jiggle.
Yeah.
It might not be as much. I'm getting the dog hair off me before you try to tell me I'm like caressing
criticize
myself.
Because
I have dog hair.
Well, no, because this doesn't look bad. But before you were like rubbing your ass
my,
all
my,
over
my
your
leg. My
leg
wasn't
you were like,
in the air. I was
okay,
just going like
you were
this.
Like this. I was just going like this. Like, that looks bad. It looks bad.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, Jess. Touching your booty.
If you got it.
That's true. I don't have a booty.
I'll give you some of my leg. Your booty. I
wish that was possible.
I wish I had a louder laugh so you could hear it on the podcast. But I don't want to hear
a
fake one.
You know what? I think that you can because you have your watch on. Or does it not matter? Is it recording from the phone or your watch?
No, it's recording from the phone.
Oh, okay.
If it was recording from my watch the whole time and my sleeve is covered, it's
be
pretty
bad. It'd
be bad. Because we would have to record the whole thing.
Well, no, you were wearing your watch yesterday, weren't you? And it was fine.
Yeah, but it was covered.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, well.
It's okay. When we, like, when we re-ran it, like, you
what
could
time
re-
is it
hear
anyway?
Us. Time to, I think, wrap it up.
Did you stop it?
No, I didn't. All right, it's 11. It's 12. It's 11, 12. Huh? So
it's 12, 12
11. 11. I know. Sorry, guys. Can numerical order. Hello. 11, 12, 13. All right. This has been A Slice of Life with Ernie.
Mayor.
Jess.
Why did we go out of order? All
right. Again, Ernie.
No, it's fine.
Jess,
whatever.
Mayor.
I'm over it. All right. Well, thanks
no,
for listening to A Slice
over.
Of Life. You can catch us on our next episode of Slice of Life next week. We post, you know, once a week. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Like...
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Professor Jersey. Bye, Professor.